We are in the Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Tosfos, and then Yirtzeh Hashem hopes to finish the sugya tonight. Mosiv Rab Abba Eidos Baldin Kemeya Eidim Domi. Rab Abba Esta Vesholish Nemo. So this is a kasha on Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that the Baal is Nemon, and here it says that the Shalish is Nemon. Mashma de Nemon, afilo kulom biirachas. The whole machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chisda is, if they're biirachas, then there's a sword in Misa de la Geirishin, yovei nelei ledidoha biyoiv lo nelo. But it seems that it's speaking about all cases. Avagav dikala meima di misa de lavla pikod yove habiyoy. Le afal pike in sholish is nema, doesn't say any hagbolus on the nemonis of the sholish. So by stoi sefilo in such a case also. So Rav Huna answers that speaking about momen, shani momen di shayv lo mechile. Kiven sheheminoi umosar biyodoi, he trusted him. Nisratze bahavtochosei olov limche alma moinoi. So, since there was a trust, so he decided even to give, empower the Sholish to do whatever the Sholish does, and he'll be masking with that. Limche alma moinoi ulahamin al kol ma sheyoyma afilu yeshaker. Sheminu lafsida memoina, filu the sholish. Since we see heminoi, so it was a minoi, afilu the sholish will be meshaker. Afilu sheminu lafsida memoina, afilu sholoi kedit. Avo milsa di isure. But if we have a milsa di isure, ein biyodi la minoi, moment is nitan la mechila. So he could empower him to do whatever he wants to do. He's moichel. But over here, Samil said Yisura, Rav Chisda Sova, the beget nami, sholish nemon, talkein nosan loy, sheyei loy legerishin, im yoyma legerishin kedepirashni. That means if the sholish will say was given legerishin, even though he had really given l'shem pikodin, but there is a haskome beliboy that if the sholish will say was given l'shem gerishin, so he's giving it l'shem gerishin. So the Gemara asked Akashe on our Mishnah, from our Mishnah on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda had said that the sholish is nemo. And our Mishnah says that ha'isha sha'omro iskabali giti tzricha shtei kitei eidim shnayim sha'imrim b'foneinu omro o shnayim sha'imrim b'foneinu kibel b'korah. That in order to be mevara that she was giget, you need two kitei eidim. So, the Gemara asked, V'lehemne l'sholish, perish, amai tzorich, shnayim sheyemru b'foneinu kibol. So, we had mentioned already, this is Tosfos l'shitasei. Tosfos learns that the whole nemonis of hemne is only that which was between the Baal and the Sholish. He trusted him, so whatever he says will go. He says it was given l'shem gerishin, let it be that way. But there's another shaila. There's a shaila who says bechlal is a shlich lekabola, and that I need a birul of tuedim. So the whole gemara is kasha. Lehemni l'sholish is only, why does the Mishnah say you need shnei kitei edim? The cat of Bifneinu Omro Yizichanit, that's no Shaila, but the Shaila is, why do you need the cat of Bifneinu Kibel? It's Hemne. פשע מייצר שניים שיהיה בפנינו קיבל, אבל צורך לא אילום שניים שיהיה בפנינו אומרו, כי תפרשני לאל. ומשני, in the Gemara answers, מנופיק גיטו מתויסה יודי, so Toisvi says pshat as follows, Dahanoch Kiroim. Rashi learns with Migul, so since it's thorns, it doesn't have a Migul to give over, so that's how Rashi learns, but Toisvi learns the Gemara is not going at all with Migul. So there's a din of Hemne. So what's the teretz of Kiroim? So the Toisvi learns, Minofik Gito Mitoise Yodoi. Dahanach kroim shebiyodoi shema motzoi ba'ashpe. If you see that a sholish is holding kroim, there is no proof whatsoever that it was given over to him. Maybe he found it ba'ashpe. The davka heichesh aget sholim biyodoi. If the get is sholim biyodoi, the emne abal umosrei loi nemo. I mean, if it's Sholem, so how did he get hold of this get? So Mestoma, the Baal gave it to him. The Baal gave it to him, so it's Hemne. So Memele, so then it's good. But since the Mishnah is speaking about that I see that he has Keroim, so Memele, there's no proof whatsoever that was Moscheloi. So there's no proof that it was Moscheloi, so there's no Raya at Hemne. Tinach befoneinu omro. So now, the Gemara, so what did the Gemara answer? So we have to learn, Tosis learns the Gemara as follows. The first kasha of the Gemara was, why do you need befoneinu kibbel? That was the kasha. Befoneinu omro yizichani. Now the kasha was, why do you need befoneinu kibbel? So Rashi had said pshat, Rashi said the kasha was, why do you need b'fneinu omro b'fneinu kibbel? So the Gemara said, you need b'fneinu omro because the whole biro on b'fneinu omro is because he is a migo, he could have given it to her. So memele, so if it's kroim, he can't give it to her anymore. So memele said, there's no one b'fneinu omro. That's a Rashi l'mshat. So now the Gemara is very good. Tinach b'fneinu omro. Why do you need? There it's him. But according to Taisvis, the first kasha was, why do you need befoneinu kibel? That was the kasha. Then the umbro, there's no kasha whatsoever. And the Gemara answered that since the sholish is holding kroim, so he's not nemon to say, he doesn't have an amonus of sholish because I don't see from his tfisa that the bailim gave it over to him. He has kroim in his hands. Could be he found them in the garbage. So there's no kasha. Let's believe the sholish hemne. I have no proof that hemne, since all he's holding is in his hand is a torn get, which could very well have been picked up from the garbage. So that was the teretz. Now all of a sudden, now the Gemara starts repeating itself. Tinach Amra Kibel Lomali. And Shuldik, that was the first kasha, and I answered that already. Now what's this new kasha? Tinach Befoneinu Amra. So this Taisis has a problem. So Taisis says fast, perish. Tinach de bedinto sheyaimu befaneinu omro. That's very good. Umizele have a kasha mailum. That was, well, that we never asked the kasha. That's true. Ella befaneinu kibel omeli. I just told you a teretz. You need Aiden to say befaneinu kibel because there's no nemanus of the sholish. So the most kash is nehei de lo isagi b'shnaim oimrim befaneinu omro kimen de nikra haget loinofi gita mitoi seyode. That's good that he doesn't have nemanus to say he was a sholish. Mikol mokim loma li befoneinu kibel. Why do we need Edim to witness how the Baal gave him over the get? That's the Gemara's kasha. We don't need Edom to see the Kabbalah. We hear Edom is a shlich la Kabbalah. And now, so the Mishnah says, you also need Edom to see how the Baal gave over this get to the shlich la Kabbalah. That's what we need Edom for Neinu Kibbeh. So the Gemara asked, according to Rav Chisda, you don't need that, even less than that. As long as you'll have Edom, they weren't there by the Kabbalah. They missed it. They came late. They came 5 minutes later. The Baal is not here anymore. But we'll see that the Sholish is holding a get. So now let us start making a Cheshbon and Nefesh. How did the Sholish get a hold of this get? Not from the garbage. You don't find the Gittin Shleimim in the garbage. So how did the Sholish get the get? The Sholish got the get because the Baalim gave him the get. That's assumption number one. Assumption number two, now, why did the Baalim give him the get? Well, the Sholish says he gave it L'shem Gerishin. And according to Rav Chisda, the Sholish is Neman. So why does the Mishnah specify that you need two Edim to be made? There was a Kabbalah's get. That you have to see how the get was given over. According to Rav Chisda, you don't need this. A lesser Dalga of Edim is also sufficient. Just if I'll have Edim, that'll say that they saw the get Sholem B'yad HaSholish. So the Gemara answers, you're 100% right. Nilchis Nemonish, 100% right. That's all that we need. That, what the Mishnah says, you need to aid him to witness the Mesiris Haget, because the Mishnah is going according to Abba Laza. Abba Laza holds Edim Mesiris Kalsi, so without Edim standing there, Bishas Mesiris Haget, it won't be a get. Let's see the next Taisvist. Rabbi Loza Hidom Eidim Mesiri Karsi, Umayri Shein Eidim Chsumim Boy. That means, when do you need Eidim Mesiri? If there are no Eidim Chesime. V'lekach Loisagi B'mesheru B'yod Eisholim. So then it's not sufficient. We saw a get. A get means a get without any Eidim Chsumim Boy. We saw this in his hand. Given Shaloiro HaKabola. If there was no Eidim that saw the Kabola, so it's not a get. Eidim Mesiri Karsi, Avalim Eidim Chsumim Boy. But if Eidim Chasmedan Deshtar Kosher, Afilu Enkan Eidim Mesiri Lefoneinu, so then we don't need Eidim Mesiri to witness that we should know that there's Eidim Mesiri, the Mestama Nimsa Befnei Eidim, the Nasa Kedin. From the Eidim Chasime we can rely that Mestama there were Eidim Mesiri Bishas the Gerishin. So we don't need them before Neinu. K'damrina Barshelech, Amarabba lo yitzricha la abolosu dam Eidim Mesiri Karsi, Tikno chachomim Eidim Chesime, Zimnim demaisi sadi ozom dines ayom, so memelo from the Eidim Chesime will know that there were Eidim Mesiri. Nakama mamagarish nan bebilse der abalosa gufa in eidem chaisma malaget elam neitikon ha'ilo. Now let us go to the next Gemara, which is a very, very difficult Gemara. I just want to first learn through the Gemara and then mention a few kashas, which are very difficult kashas, and then a telva pshat from the Teferes Yaakov, and then we'll see Rashi and Taisus, Mirz Hashem. Zok the Gemara weiter. Baal Omar Legeirish. The Baal said that he's giving over this get to the Shliach Legeirish. Legeirish means that he should be a Shliach Lahiloch. That's what the Baal says. Ushlish Omar Legeirish. The Sholish says, the get was given over to me, Legeirish, to give over to the Isha. Vihi aimeres nosanli, and she says the get was given over to me. So we have a ideal picture of agreement. Everyone seems to agree. There's no differences of opinion over here. Baruch Hashem. The Baal says he gave it over to Shlich Legerushin. The Shlich says I received it and gave it over to her, and she said I got it. There's only one problem. Where's the get now? Problem. The get is lost. I lost it. But we have so many good factors over here. That means, sorry, she can't get married. mean, who's saying she's geget? She's saying she's geget? Oh, she's not nema. Without showing a get. The shliach said he gave her the get. He's also not nema. He's a neidechot. So memele. So finished. So even though we have all these people seemingly saying one thing, but she can't get married. In Dover Shevela Pachas Mishnah. Frag the Gemara, Vilehemni Lisholish. Let's believe the Sholish. Now, what is the Kasha? So Lecheira, the Kasha is, let's believe the Sholish, he gave it over. That's the Kasha. He says, I gave it over. So the Gemara says, Mikanothik Gita Mitaise Yodai. Does he have the get? So what does that mean? What does that mean? Does he have the get? Kasha number one. And Kasha number two, well, he doesn't have the get. He says, give it over. So there's the Kasha, what's it mean? Let's believe the Sholish. The Pashtis of the Gemara is, the Lehemni Lisholish, like we just learned, the Sholish has Namonis. And everyone holds a Sholish has Namonis, Lachayre. Afuna also holds. If the Baal is not disagreeing with him. But the Gemara asks, Lehemni Lisholish. Shem Yishamayim. The whole Namonis of Sholish that we know is the Baal was Mamin the Sholish. He trusted him with the get. He gave it over to him. So Memele, if there's any dispute between the Baal and the Sholish, the Lehemni Lisholish. Here the Shalom Al Yisrael. There's no dispute between them. There's a new problem. Did the Sholish give it over to the Isha? That's the Shaila. And that is a Shaila of Adova Sheba Elve. I mean, that's the Shaila. So what's the Lehemni Lisholish? And the answer, he doesn't have it. Sure he doesn't have it. He's not supposed to have it. He gave it over. Okay, we'll go a little further. The Lehemni Lebal. Let's believe the Baal. Now this is real difficult to understand. I mean, the Baal, the way we're saying, the Baal gave over to the Sholosh, to give over to the Isha. And so the Baal hasn't the faintest idea. If we have problems figuring out what happened, did she really get it, didn't she get it, let's believe the Baal. But there's no chesed of the manas over here. You need yediyah. We have to know. Was it given over? Was it given over? Let's trust the Baal. Let's believe the Baal. I mean, there's a psash hailovi and a monis. So what's the kash of the Gemara? The Omar Rabchiya Barov and Omar Rabbi Yochanan and Baal Shom Megerashti is Ishti Nemon. If a Baal says, I gave my wife a get, he's Nemon. We believe in Tzviyodi Lagarsha. So the Gemara says, Mikom Megerashti, did he say I gave her a get? I said I gave it over to the Shliach. So the Teretz is very poshut. I mean, well, if a Baal comes out of the clear blue sky and he says, I gave my wife a get, and there's no get to be seen, we'll believe the Baal. Because since it's biyodei legarsha, so he has an amonis, he could give her a get, it's biyodei get, so we believe him that he gave a get. So he's nemon, that's an amonis. Here he's not saying, girashti is ishti, here he's saying, I gave it over to the shliach. Our whole sofik is l'chayr, a different sofik. Our sofik is, did the shliach give it over? Didn't he give it over? That's our sofik over here. So what was the kasha? That's what the Gemara answers. Did he say girashti over here? So it's, what was the kasha? V'leimer chazoke shliach oise shlichusa. So the Gemara says, let others a chazoke, the shliach oise shlichusa. You send a shliach. Chazaki, I can assume that he did what the shlichus required him to do. The Omar Rab Yitzchak, Ha'imel Shluchay Tzei Bekadish Le'isha Stam. A person made a shlich to marry a lady. And the shlich asked him, what lady? Doesn't matter. A lady. Any lady that wants to marry me, marry her. Finished. Umeish shluchai, and then the shliach died. is also b'chol anoshim sheba'ilom. So now this person who made the shliach is now he can't get married. Chazok shliach oise shlichusoi. The shliach ziche, I have to assume the shliach is dead now. I don't know exactly who's married to him, but he's ziche, he's married to someone, and maybe, if now he wants to marry another lady, maybe he's already married to a sister, to a mother, to a grandmother, to a granddaughter, maybe he's married to a karev of hers, so mamele can't marry her. It's also b'chol adam shabayim. Also b'chol anoshim shabayim. That means if I say he can't get married, because I can assume that Mustama the shliach zichem married is one woman that's married to him, and I have to be afraid that maybe that woman is the sister of the lady he wants to marry now. So it's also b'chol anoshim shabayim. Fine. So the Gemara asks, so what's your problem, Vaitel? So the chazak is shlich ha'is shlichusa. So the Gemara says, "Ani mili lechumre avol lekula loy." Lechumre that means it's not a real chazak. Lechumre I say chazak shlich ha'is shlichusa. So memeilem shlich ha'is shlichusa. So memeile. So we assume the shlich married an isha for him. And the smail is also b'chol noshim shabayim. That's only l'chumra, but l'kula to say she's allowed to get married now because some of the shliach zicher gave the get. There's no such shliach as l'kula. Fine. V'lehemna l'dido miderav hamnune. So the Gemara asks, fine, but let's believe her. She says she got a get. And Rav Hamnune says the Amar Rav Hamnune ishish amra l'baylo gereshtani nemenes. A wife tells her husband, you gave me a get, without any proof whatsoever. She's not holding the get. Where's the get? I lost the get. Same story. But you gave me a get. Is nemenes. Now why is she nemon? Chazok einisha meiza ponel bifnei baila. That means if there's a certain amount of chutzpah person has, so much chutzpah, if he never gave her a get, she'd never tell him in his face she gave me a get. She can't do such a thing. So if she can look him straight in the eyes and tell him you gave me a get, so it's the Fanan Sadi, she's telling the truth. So Mamela Sadigmora says, let's believe her. Frekta Teferis Yake Adachin Shema Shemai. You just said the Teret for your kasha. Why is she believed? She's believed Chazok Enisha Meiza Poner Bifnei Baila. That means if she says, you gave me a get, and he says, I never gave you a get, she would never have the guts to say this in front of him. It's a raya that she's telling the truth. But here, the husband sent a get. The shaila is, did she ever receive the get? And she's saying, I got the get. Let's believe a chazak and isha. It's no hazer. He doesn't know. He says, she tells I got the get. Got the get, fine. There's no chutzpah whatsoever. She's saying a lie, she can say a lie without any heart palpitations. He doesn't know if she got the get. He said to get, she told me got the get. Fine. So what's the kasha? Moses and kasha, it's a vabnune. It's a pachad noira. So the Gemara answers this kasha, hani mili heichet the leket the komisayelo. This whole chazoka is, if the only one who is saved, that she got the get is herself. So Mamela, so much guts she doesn't have if it's not true. But here the shliach also says he gave the get. No, the shliach says she got the get. Then already she has the guts, so then she can say I got the get. So Mamela, that's why she's not believed. But we have, as we mentioned, a lot of difficulties. So the Teferis Yaakov says as follows. And he makes a Meiridike Diyuk, which we would never dream of this Diyuk, and with this he tells us Pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara says, let's go back to the beginning of the Gemara. Baal Omar Legerishin, Ushlish Oima Legerishin, Vihi Oimeres Nosanli Va'ovad. So he says it's Meiridik Modne. Baal Omar is a Loshen Ova. Shlish Oimer is a Loshen Haive. Vihi Oimeris is also a Loshen Haive. Now, that's very interesting. Let's see, the sugya before. Baal Oimer Lepikodin, Shlish Oimer Legerishin. And here, all of a sudden, when we're speaking about the Baal Omar. What's that, Baal Omar? Meiridike Ha'ore. So the Teferes Yaakov says as follows. The Gemara is telling us a clue what happened over here. The Baal is not here now. No, Edim tell us Baal Omar. He said in front of Edim, he told Edim, I gave over a get to Beryl to give to my wife. Now he went out of town. But Baal Omar, he said that he already went, didn't go, whatever it is, he told this, I gave over this get to the Shliya to give to my wife. Fine. Now, so now the suffix is, did the Shliach give it over? Did the Shliach give it over? Don't have to clarify if the Shliach lost it, that's not. So, is it still biyodoy, or did he give it over? So, l'chayre, the Shliach should be neman to say he gave it over, because he had it. So if he had to get it, and it's biyodai to give over, Mestom, he gave over, and that he should be Nemon of this. Why shouldn't he be Nemon? Lehemni, so the Gemara says, Lehemni l'sholish. Let's believe him. He had it, and he could give it over, and he was supposed to give it over. Mestom, he gave it over, and that we should believe was biyodai, just like we mentioned before. Baal shoma gerashtis ishti Nemon. You believe him? Because it's biyodai l'gamsha. He can give her a get. Hear the same thing. The shliach got the get. He can give it over to Nahem Nele Shliach. That's what the Gemara's got. So the Gemara says, what is my answer on this kasha? Mikanafi gita mitoise yode. Did we ever see him having the get? Who said, that's, if I would know he had the get, and if I know he had the get, and he says, I gave it over, you're right. Well, believe him. He had the get. It's beyond to give it over. Who says he ever got a hold of the get? That's the most kasha. So he says, I gave it over. Who says they ever had a get? In fact, the Gemara told it. Who says, Namni Labal. The Baal said he gave him. He's not here now, but they them are coming and telling us that the Baal said he gave him over the get. That's the most kasha. A very good kasha now. So now we'll find out about, we'll just find out about give over the get. So we know he had the get. He says he gave it over. It's Beyodi came over. Finished. No problem. Yeah. So the Gemara says, so he says, does the Baal say Gerashti? The Baal doesn't say that she's giget. So he just said one statement, the Baal. The Baal said a statement, I gave over the get to the Shliach. That's true. That was history. He gave it over, for sure. But from then till now, maybe he had charote, maybe he asked it back, maybe the Shliach got it back, gave it back. So when we're saying now, you don't know what happened. This was a statement that he told to Avin, which is 100% true. That I gave over to the Shliach. That was then, that was said, Yud Beis Nissen, Tovshin Samach, that was said then. But what happened, Tesvov Nissen, Yud Gimel Nissen, Yud Dalet Nissen, what happened then? Maybe he changed his mind, maybe he had Charote. So who says, now the Shliach says I gave it over? We have a suffix that, because there's a big Reyes over here. Where's the get? Where's the get? That's a big, if she got the get, it doesn't get lost so easily. You put this in the safe. Where's the get? So I'll kapon him. So the Shliach says, I gave it over. Who says, we don't see it in the hands of the Shliach. The Baal said he gave a get. He said, but who says, that maybe after he said that night, he had charot, he took it back, he was mabatel the shlichus. How do you know all these things? We don't know this. The Baal isn't here. Baal Omar. He just said. The Gemara says, well, you shouldn't be chayish for such things that he had charot. It's a chazok eshlich, he gave him to get mistome. Chazok eshlich, eshlichus. Just like over there. I made a shliach to be mekadosh and isha. So mamela, and then we have to understand this halacha is that we're unaware of time elements. That means like this, that I made a shliach to mekadosh and isha, and the next day, I find out he's dead. Was he Mekadosh? Did he die before? Didn't he die? I don't know. Chazok, he made a shliach. You have to assume that everything was done. That's the Chazok shliach. Now I found that he died. Tommy died later. But I have to, Chazok shliach shliach. I don't care that he didn't have a chance to do the shliach and he died. I say, forget it. So Memele, the din of Chazok shliach shliach should tell me that things were done right away, and I shouldn't clear shailas and he explains, there's also Reyes over there. I mean, he married Anisha, why didn't he tell the Mishalach who he's married to? Trika Lachaim, some, that seems that he died maybe before the chance to do anything. Well, the Gemara said, no, don't. Chazok shliach, Reyes shlichusay. He made him a shlich, he zichid, he died, some he died afterwards. The Gemara, that means even though I have a reyesa over here, why didn't anyone know about it? That you don't make problems. Chazok shliach, Reyes shlichusay. And finish. So the Gemara says also, why? He made him a shliach. Now claim, maybe the Baal changed his mind, maybe. Don't think of such things. Chazok shliach, Reyes shlichusay. And they gave the get, and don't think that something happened in between. So Moses is no such chazake. L'chumre there's a chazake. L'kule. To assume that it was done, take, and she's get, she can get married. L'kule, I don't say shlich, I say shlichus. Fine. Like, so where are we up to now? So we're up to as follows. The problem is, we know the Baal gave over a get to the shliach to give over to the wife. This was Yud Nissen. That I know klal. But we have problems. Maybe Yud Aleph Nissen, he changed his mind. And if he changed his mind, and we cannot be assured, Lakula, that the shliach took a jet and brought it over to this, the chazak shliach is only lechumre, not Lakula. You can't get coolest from this. So if there's no coolest, we are not sure that the shliach kept a race before the Baal had a chance to be mevatel to get. We can't know these things. So memele, so what are we afraid of now? We're afraid of maybe the Baal is not here, Nebuch, Baal Omar. Maybe he was mevatel the shliach is. Maybe the shliach gave him back the get. So how can she get married? So the Gemara says, but she says, I'm get. Anisha may ease up in a bylaw. I mean, all you're afraid of is maybe he changed his mind. And he never gave a get. Ooh. So if she said, it's not a problem of ignorance over here. Did he miss the boat or did he miss the train? The problem, we have different problems over here. We have a problem, was the Baal mevatel the shlichus. Maybe the shlichus never got off first base. That's our problem. So the Gemara says, if that's your problem, let's hear what she has to say. So you have a problem, maybe she never got a get. Well, if she stands up and says that the Isha Sha'oma, the Nisgarashti, so Memele, this is a Gevaldik Yechutzpe. That means, Anisha Me'iza Pneb B'fnei Bailo. So Memele, we have to believe her. That's the Gemara. And for the Gemara, but if the Shlich is also saying like her, so then she feels secure. She can be an asisponim, some emela. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. She's not allowed to get married. Let us see Rashi. Baal oima legerishin nasatev l'sholish l'moyshoi lo. I gave it to the sholish to give it over to. Kirashti is ishti nemon. Girashtis ishi nemon, the malo l'shaker. If the husband says the malo l'shaker, it be yodi l'garsha. Miku is nemon afunandova shebelbe. Mikoma girashti, did he say I gave her get shlich le'lochotov? All I did was make her shlich le'lochot. That's all that he said. The name, the chazok shliach, even the baal nemon, the moshe l'hayom anas l'garsha. That's for sure. He's nemon to say that he gave over the get. Name is shechazok shliach, oishe shliach husve. Also, b'chol anoshim, shem ozu, maybe this woman he wants to marry now is koyves arusosoy. Maybe she is a korev to his arusa. Shekidish lo shluchay, he, elim kein chazo shluchay, leim aloi plain is kidash siloch, as the shliach comes back and is mevara, that I married this one, eloi kidash siloch shumish, if the shliach comes back and he'll say what he did, what he accomplished or didn't accomplish, that is good, because man, we're ignorant of his accomplishments. The Mishalach is also, L'chumra kihod Rabbi Yitzchak. Let us see Tosfos. Also, b'chol hanoshim sheboilo. So what is pshat? What is pshat in this din? Why is the Mishalach also b'chol hanoshim sheboilo? Because we're afraid there's one woman that is his wife, and maybe that woman is a kreiva to this lady he wants to marry now. So Memela, so he can't marry her. Maybe he's already married to her sister, to her grandmother, to her granddaughter. But we'll take all the kreivas and that's why he's also. Avolochol, so Taisu says, well, if you're afraid, and any woman he wants to marry, maybe the kreiva's already married to him. So everyone can't get married. No one can get married. I want to marry Anisha. So maybe she's married already. Maybe she's, just like by him we clear, maybe he's married to her sister. So when that's by Reuven, so Shimon wants to marry a lady, which is the sister of that lady. Maybe she's married already. I mean, we have to be consistent. We can't ask her for every person to marry any lady. So we'll see in a minute. So Taisa says that means if Shimon goes over to a lady and gives a kedushin, she accepts it readily. So Memela, I know Klo, she's not the lady that was got married to the shliach. So why is she going to get married again? Avol hay osa lekadosh, but he can't marry a different lady. Shemishlucha kiddush loy achas mikhoi veisel. That means I'm going over to Leah and I want to marry Leah. So Leah wants to marry me, but maybe I'm married already to her sister Rochel. Rochel is in Alaska. So memele, so therefore I can't get married. Kegoinimo. Fine. Now Taisus goes a little further. Vafilu boys kol akreivus. So he wants to marry Leah. So he said, "Well, telling you can't marry Leah because maybe her sister Rochel is married to you. Maybe the daughter, maybe the daughter." So he says, "Listen, she had one sister, one daughter, and one mother. And I'm going to give them a plane ticket, and they're all going to come here, and we'll ask in front of Beis Din, the sister, the daughter, and the grand, and her mother, did you ever get kedushin from a shliach? We'll bring them here, and they'll say, no, we never got kedushin." So Taisa says, "A full of boys call a kreira, some mushlein is katsu. Well, we both trust them." They say, "We believe that? We're naive, we should believe that." So some Sefer says, he doesn't understand. Mindigo Taisvah says, if you want to marry a lady, let's go back to that Rochel. Someone went over to Rochel, he wants to marry Rochel. And he knows after the smite, so the Rochel stated that this guy can't marry Leah because maybe Rochel's married to me. He goes over, "Rochel, are you married?" I'm not married. Asel Tov, the Rochel is Mesad Kedushin, and finished. You're allowed to marry her. And then when it comes to Leah, the same Rav says, "I won't trust her." So what happened over here? So the Chasam Sefer says as follows. Let's go work backwards. That Lesem Chinen Adibura is 100%. This is a Shaila, I have a suffix, maybe she's an Achay, maybe this lady, this layer is an elder to me. And all the ladies, the mother and the sister, they all come and say they're not married. Since when do you believe Noshim? You need to aid them. I assume, Chazok Shlich Oysa Shlichus, right? In the world, there's a lady that's married to him. Maybe you're the lady. Maybe you're the lady. You say no. You can't be Mevach. Zitzach Sam Seifer. But if I approach the Rochel, not the Mishalach, a different person approaches Rochel and says, Rochel, I want to marry you. She says, no, Shaila. Fine. So then there's a Nansadi that if she wants to get married, if she's married already, she won't marry someone else. So that's a Nansadi like two Adis. That she never got married. Le'idach Gisa, if she's getting married, she comes to say, Edis, it's not Negeya her, it's Negeya her sister. She'll say that she never got married, and that she's an Edechot. That means for her herself, if she wants to get married now, this is Anan Sadi, not Alsnemonis. This is a non-sadi. Why should she do such a thing? She knows she's an agency and someone offers to marry her. She jumps to the opportunity. So that's a non-sadi, like two Adim that she's not married. So if the Shaila is, can I marry her? I can rely on her. But if that is not the Shaila, that's how the world can marry her. But if that is not the Shaila, she just comes now and tells Besni, you know, Rochel comes and tells Besni, it's not Negei Rochel to get married. It just get, you know, Leah can get married. And that, I don't have an Ansadi, she's telling the truth. What's the Rai, she's telling the truth? So she's a Isha, and a Dachas, and a Finnish, so she has no Nemonis whatsoever. That's Pshat and Taisa so far. Now let's go a little further. Vimtaima Yisayma Ktana Teosa Lecholoda. So this is very good. Taisa said, "What if an isha accepts kedushin, if a rochel accepts kedushin from a man, that's a raya that she never got married because she would never accept kedushin if she knows she's married." But what if they have a yisai mektano? So it could be she was a ktana. The father married her off to this shliach, and the father never had a chance to tell her that she was a ktana, and now the father died. So now, she's married, and so how can one marry a Yisrael Mektana? Here there's no bira whatsoever that the Shliach did not marry her. Shema Oviyo Kitcho Lezeh HaShliach. So Mamel Tetzis got stuck. So the Kasha is already, how can you say, he's also B'chol Noshim, we should speak about the world is also, also, an old Ktanis, Yisaimis. I mean, it's not, don't only speak about him. This is Negeya, many, all the Yisaimis Ktanis, it's Negeya, maybe they're married. So Taisva says, so now Taisva falls off from this whole thing. Taisva had learned itself as a real Ernst der Halacha, v'nir de Knosse Balmo. This whole thing is a knas. That means, halachically, I don't have to be afraid of all these things that could have happened. The kansina lay, now we kansin him, shetziva lekadeshtam, he did a gevaldika avle, that means he told us that you have to be mekadesh anyone, bloichoshes al atzmosh loyovi lidei takole. It wasn't chayish, that means like he's playing with Russian roulette over here, he's in mekadesh and then later Well, I'll get a heter from a rov to solve my problems if I ever find out. So I will, so Mimeo, that's what we consent in. Aber min adin muta b'chol anoshim. Iker adin is allowed to marry anyone. Number one, the ein ze chazoke gemure, the eino biyodai lehiz kaddish, shema loy tischatze. So Taisvah says, Afilo, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, Chazok Shliach Oisei Shlichusa means you make a Shliach, he feels obligated, he won't rest till he'll do what he was sent for, but when it comes to Kedushin, he can't accomplish what he was sent for. There's one condition she also has to agree. So Mamela Haki says, Chazok Shliach Oisei Shlichusa, it's not biyadai. He wants to do. He's elach. He'll try, but you have to find the shidduch, and then that he can't do. So there's no chazoke. That's number one. So let's just make it a little bit more interesting. That there's a so now we have it. If there's no chazoke, now we have a sfek sfeike. So maybe he wasn't successful b'chal to marry a woman. I feel like he was successful. Who says that this was the kaveh? Some mele. So all halachically min ha-teire, there's nothing what to worry about already. We have episodes of a breita heter of a svek sveke, even though there is a chazoka that he tried to his utmost, but trying does not mean success. So memele, so void, and then you say number two, does linen bosa rube. Go bosa roiv, that means vinished vi, will assume. Good, there is a woman in this world that's his wife. But now, when I'm clearing, let's say that I take all the women in this world, which there's a sofik, one of them is his wife, Taki, but I'm clearing, is Rachel his wife? Is Leah his so on all these fakers, I have Reif. That means Reif Noshim and not his wife. So memele, it's not worse than you have teisha chanuyis meiches bosser kosher ve'echad meiches bosser chazir. That means you have over here the afilu is a piece of meat. It can be soimach that it's from the roiv. So all noshim which I encounter, and I'm playing a shayla, all the yisaimas, I'm worried. Did they ever get married? Roiv nosh. The only one woman get married was someone from the roiv. So memele, so meikeradin, there's no true chazoke, meateret sveksveike. There's a roiv that tells us that mistome Rachel is not his wife, but we canceled him. That means he did something, and he knows the rabbis are going to be matel. So he did it. So we went to the show. No. If you go that way, we'll show you. You're not supposed to jump in and then
mikom okay. Meichiach shaper the chazok shliach oisei shlichusoi di lafochi laveroi liknois kan.
That means if I would have so many sveikes, that means if I have only like a svek sveik, and maybe she wasn't mekabel kedushin, maybe the shlich was unsuccessful, he tried, or I have a roiv over here, that chazal constant him that you can't. You're going into a tricky situation with you have a heter. We won't rely on that. But if I don't know Bechlal the Shlich ever did what he was told to do, so I never got off first base. He told the Shlich, marry me your wife. So who said that the Shlich ever attempted to do it? So then we wouldn't cancel. But that's got the gemara. That's chazak shliach, oisei shlichusoi. So that the zicher the shliach did. So memele. So now we have to come with heterim of svek svek aroiv. So that some say the aim of atul nisalachatchil. That means that you put yourself in a mice, I'll get a heter of roiv. That we can't send you. Taisus v'hod the poi chalav benozib hegbeis mikan stume shepoch echamem la'avir ha'ilom. Yikar sug l'sheini, vilu sha'akinim ba'alma miskino. Ach, avo gav d'hochi k'nosa ba'alma, mikama k'mpor sha'a, pedos nami avol ala mikne sei, al shloi nisa shloi yifrach. Umad sha'akinim ba'alma miskino l'didei por. The Gemara says in Nozer as follows. The Gemara says that, let me just say what the Gemara says in Matthias is farther than answers. Gemara says a person had a kanstume. That means he was, let's say, he needed two eifes for a korban. One has to be an oilom, one is a chatos. He didn't say which is an oilom, which is a chatos. Now, one all of a sudden flies away. So he doesn't have such a problem over here.
because he didn't specify which is the oila, which is the chatas. So he gets another oi, now he'll specify this is the oila, this is the chatas, shalom ha-yisrael. But the Gemara asks a kasha that this oiflu, now this oif, kanstuma means that he took these two oifes for his hakrova. So his kol. They didn't specify as yet which will be the oila, which will be the chat, but it's his kol. So now the Gemara said, now this oif went, and could be it went in some of this other kind, and maybe it got mixed up with other oifes. And now someone is going to take two oifes, and this oif that flew away is maybe the oif that can't be a kol, it's possible a kol, because it belongs to the previous owner. The Gemara asks this kasha, just like your chayish over here, maybe he's married to the sister, Shmi Chayish, maybe this oif will be nikrav, and it's possible like Chavit. So Taisus had a problem. If this would be Me'ikah Hadin, but we're saying we have to be Chayish. So Mamela, so then the Mazeshi just go over here, your Chayish, he also be Chayish. I just said this whole thing is a Knas Ba'almet. So what's the Kasha? So Taisus says there's the same Kasha. This person was also a reckless person. This person, you should be careful. If you have oifis and they're called, you have to be careful with them. You have to watch them. So that when he let this bird fly and not looking where what's happening, he was reckless. So my mail said the Gemara meant we have to cancel him also. That means later when he'll need a second can, so for him we should be chayish. Maybe the second can you're getting, maybe one of these birds is your bird, and it was nifresh for the first kolben. So Mamela, you can't use it again. That is the Gemara's kasha there. But the Gemara is also asking Altz Knas.